This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So below. That's what the old alchemists would say back in the days of Plato. And it's certainly true about the universe we live in. What you see happening down at the little microscopic level, you also see happening at the gigantor level. I got a call from my First Amendment lawyer that he got contacted last night by the University of Missouri Law School. And they told him that they're going to be joining in on the lawsuit against me in Charlottesville, and that the brief basically does call for an end to the First Amendment. And he said, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that they're very honest about it. So that'll be filed later today, and we'll have that. Now, that's down at the little level with Alex Jones and their test case. The Alex Jones statute they're trying to get through, they now admit they are. These are universities. Many of them taxpayer-funded. Georgetown's law section is taxpayer-funded, though it's a private school, openly trying to destroy the First Amendment and admitting it. Now, I knew about this a few years ago, and I knew about it in the TPP because it got leaked by patriots. And Drudge came here 2.5 years ago, and he'd met with the Supreme Court justice and others. They'd been told under the international copyright law via the EU and the TPP that Internet freedom as we know it will be completely gone. And so I'd already read the TPP sections and covered it then a few years ago, but it was so draconian people couldn't believe that that might actually happen. They couldn't believe it. And now the EU has already put some of this into play, but tomorrow they're set to pass Article 13 and Article 11. And this snuck up on me because I knew that they were trying to get the TPP global legislation through the EU since the TPP had already fallen apart when Trump pulled out of it, and that Juncker wanted it to censor EU citizens but also reach into the United States as they're already doing with some of their other programs. And sure enough, they're voting on it tomorrow. The EU is about to destroy the Internet as we know it. And folks, when we say that, I've got Article 13 and 11 and the others here in full in my hand. So we're going to be showing you what they actually say. And in short, it allows tech companies to data mine everything you do, track everything you do, bypass courts, and fine you directly millions of euros every time you even, quote, three words out of one of their articles. So it ends fair use, ends communication, but it's worse than that. There will then be software templates that are run on all major browsers, or the EU will fine them billions, that just like when you're typing in your phone a cuss word, it won't let you. Everything will be uploaded into a big database by the big tech companies, by the big newspapers. And so when you try to even show one of their articles and talk about what they're doing, you'll be banned from uploading video. You'll be banned from even doing screenshots. You'll be banned from quoting it. And there will be a template interface over your computer operating system in live time, updated by 20,000 bureaucrats that Google is running. The EU is accepting it. And they are Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, trained and George Soros funded. I'm not kidding. So live time, they program the algorithm and are constantly changing it and controlling what you can type and what you can do. Remember Shazam came out 10 years ago where you can hold up your smartphone and it hears the music in the mall and tells you what it is? That's live time. We try to upload, you know, videos they don't want seen to YouTube, it's banned. This is the total control, and they're launching it. It's light years worse than communist China. It's exactly what Matt Drudge warned about when he came here a few years ago and said this is what he was told they would do, where they were going to ban linking. But it's worse. They admit all memes will be banned. You have to first have them approved by the Southern Poverty Law Center Google interface globally, and the EU is going to sue other countries that don't adopt this. We'll be back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I have extremely grave news for all of you. And I want you to understand, this is not hype, this is not hyperbole. I have a full spectrum analysis of what the EU snuck up to a vote they announced a few days ago, an early snap vote by the unelected EU bureaucracy that is happening tomorrow on Article 13 and Article 11 that were previously in the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Trump pulled out of, that the Electronic Frontier Foundation, even the mainline liberal groups admit, will end Internet freedom as we know it. Paul's put out a viral video. The EU is about to destroy the Internet as we know it, and no one seems to care. Well, he put that out yesterday. This is one of the top stories now. People are actually reading it, and it is horrific. Now, major universities across the world are backing this because they've already created anti-free speech zones. They are now metastasizing in Europe, the UK, and the US, and Australia. And universities are suing everywhere to restrict the First Amendment and free speech in Europe. The globalists are making their move more accelerated because people are awake to what they're doing. So they're trying to shut us up and try to grab victory from the jaws of their defeat. Now, Paul Watson's going to be joining us to talk more about this coming up at the end of this segment in just a few minutes. But I want you to understand, it's worse than he even says in his video. It's worse. This is a total spy grid. And this is the tech companies allowed to have unlimited data mining and sharing, but then the general public isn't allowed to. And then the EU will take control via these companies of the browser systems in live time and control what you can even type. They say it. You're like, well, how do they do that? Just like you can't upload copyrighted music? Well, they're going to say words that are racist or hurtful you can't upload. This is total censorship template. They're saying you can't even quote an article, which is totally protected in European law, U.S. law. They're saying that you can't share memes. It has to go through a program that decides, is it hurtful? Is it hateful? Is it copyright? Is it authorized? And then the computer will decide if it's copyright, not someone proving it in court. They are more scared of memes because machine learning, scanning it and reading it, their AI systems can't understand human humor. And so they're unable to censor memes. They admit this. They're panicking over it. And they don't know what to do because the machines don't get humor. And that's why everybody's been getting past Twitter and the algorithm censorship by being sarcastic, how they love Hillary, how they love censorship. Oh, how great it is that Muslims stab some more people. This is mainstream news. If you're tuning in on the radio, this is motherboard. This is the LA Times. This is Metro. This is the left finally gets it, because it's going to be Joe Rogan. And it's going to be other people that are popular across the board that aren't controlled by the system that are the target. But they're the people staying on the fence during all this censorship, because they think, oh, it's just the, you know, libertarians, the right wingers that are getting censored. And then they're the real target, the PewDiePies. Watch. So if we don't all rally and say no to this and champion those of us that are being censored, you're all next. Here's Paul Watson's powerful report.
They're really doing it. They're coming for the one thing that we thought was sacred. They're coming to ban the memes. Researchers at University College London have developed an algorithm that can automatically detect and censor hateful content before it's uploaded. What could possibly go wrong? Could this algorithm be abused by partisan social media giants to prevent the viral spread of memes that benefit right-of-center political movements and candidates? They'd never do such a thing, would they? But why does this matter? Because memes can change history. As Richard Dawkins first explained, memes are like genes for information, and human evolution has been guided as much by memes as genes. Memes compete with each other for survival. Control the meme, control future human thought and behavior. This is about influence. Leftist websites like Salon, The New Yorker, and The Guardian have been bitterly complaining for years about the undue influence of meme warfare on contemporary politics. They warn that the political meme has become the centerpiece of disinformation campaigns, and the ability of memes to communicate ideology is boundless. The power of the political meme has never been greater. Now, what possible motive do you think the left could have for wanting to ban memes? Could it really be because the left can't meme? Surely not. I mean, surely they wouldn't. Yeah, it's that. The University College London study found that the most effective and widely spread memes largely originated in two places, the Donald and Paul, both of which aren't really known for their left-wing sympathies. So now we finally have solid proof, backed up by the kind of facts and logic that would even put Ben Shapiro to shame, that the left can't meme. And as we all know, if something does... I mentioned that algorithm, which is able to identify harmful content and prevent it from being uploaded. Guess what the EU wants to make social media companies do? Develop an algorithm that can identify harmful content and prevent it from being uploaded. Well, imagine my shock. The EU's new Article 13 copyright proposal, which will be voted on this week, would force websites to install upload filters that would automatically censor any content deemed to be a copyright violation. This is a complete misunderstanding of both fair use and transformative content. But this is the EU we're talking about, and they're not known for having a firm grasp of the sovereign interests of the individual. Google-owned YouTube and Facebook already have filters that block porn and copyrighted content before it's posted. So in effect, all this will achieve is a de facto ban on memes and a draconian crackdown on the sharing of information. You know, the entire foundation of how the internet is structured and what makes it work. The proposal would also institute a link tax, which would require users to get a license from the publisher just to include snippets from a news article like this. I literally wouldn't be allowed to display a screenshot from a news article like this without getting sued for copyright violation. Click the link in the description below to contact your MEP and tell them to vote against this absurd proposal. Because if it's implemented and used as a template for other countries outside of the EU, the internet as we know and love it is finished. In short, Article 13 will impose widespread censorship of all the content you share online, be it a parody video, a remix, a meme, a blog post, comments on Reddit, a piece of code, live streaming your gaming experience, or even a link in a tweet. Spain also wants to ban memes that are insulting to politicians. CNN doxes and harasses people for posting memes. So it's a pincer movement. On the one hand, you've got the establishment in general that doesn't understand the language of memes and is therefore frustrated that it can't control them. Then on the other hand, you've got the political left, which no longer understands humor and therefore is completely useless at creating them. At the legislative level, they're going to use copyright laws to say censor memes. And at the cultural level, they're going to continue to hype the contrived moral panic of spicy memes being a new form of virulent online hate speech. Just as many left-wing websites have removed comment sections because studies prove they influence the reader more than the article itself, this is yet another attempt to rig the game and monopolize the narrative. It doesn't matter what your politics are. Censorship can never be justified. And
All right, Paul spends a few more minutes really knocking it out of the park. We're going to come back with Paul Watson live from London, breaking it all down. But I want to explain. He's smart to focus in on the meme area because people get how wrong this is. But it's far bigger and far worse, and it's so insane that it makes communist Chinese censorship look like a joke. Because the browsers and the software that they're going to make ubiquitous under these laws will not even let you type things they say aren't authorized. Think about how you already can't really type cuss words with your smartphone when you're trying to send a cuss word to somebody. Well, it's beyond that. It's beyond that. It's total, total control, and it's run by Soros.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Funded fascist left worldwide is calling for the end of free speech. They're calling for the end of the nuclear family. They're calling for one huge communal corporate programmed group of atomized, helpless zombies who have whatever the latest culture is they download from their smartphones and Netflix. Well, ladies and gentlemen, even the left, I think, has a limit. And so we've got the Electronic Frontier Foundation. We've got Motherboard. We've got Gizmodo. We've got the LA Times with headlines. The internet is ending as we know it. The EU is passing fascist copyright law that ends free speech as we know it. Those are the headlines. They admit that it even ends memes and makes you upload it through software developed by major universities and funded by Soros and the 20,000 bureaucrats they've hired at Google from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Remember that? That's mainstream news to run it. And then they go into this database and they update new images and new things every hour that they want banned. And we have the Project Veritas internal videos where they're meeting with Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. Like, well, what's your main thing? Well, they like American flags or veterans. We just ban those damn rednecks. They never know why nobody's their friend or nobody talks to them. They're just shadow banned. Dumb white people. These are quotes. So the universities create all these so-called disenfranchised minorities, a lot of them, then give them jobs as the new house slaves for Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, in their programming. And there's a lot of white people, too. They're usually the managers and are involved over it. You've got the University of Missouri filing a new brief against me today in the Charlottesville situation, calling for the end of free speech. But why not? You've got the professors there banning whites, white men, from the campus and saying, get me some muscle over here. So we go to Paul Watson now. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today to go over Article 13 and Article 11. Then after he goes, I'm going to go through it word for you because it also allows certain select companies knighted by the EU globally in Article 11 to data mine you. Because you notice they passed the GDPR. That has nothing to do with protecting your privacy and harasses everybody and puts the EU in charge. The U.S. is under it. Most of the U.S. sites Paul tried to go to are now dark in the EU. You can't even go to them. Well, this is just the TPP they couldn't get passed a few years ago. They put it into this now, and it actually says that they are exempt from the data mining provision. Select companies are exempt from everything, just like these big corporations are exempt from taxes. They've done it again. Joining us is Paul Joseph Watson. Finally, this is something I notice that the left and everybody else that's been on the fence is starting to freak out about, Paul. Finally, everybody should get your video and email it and Twitter it and Facebook it while we still can. It's at Prison Planet on Twitter. People should go there and get it now and jam it down the throat. It needs to be 50 million people need to see this, but only by hand sharing it will that many people see it. Paul Watson.
Yeah, if you read some of those headlines which you've got, Alex, you know, they sound more alarmist than we do in some cases. So this is them freaking out about this because this snuck up on everybody. So they're having a vote on this in the committee tomorrow. If that passes, which it looks like it could do because most of these European parties support it, these factions within the EU, then it's going to go for a vote in European Parliament next month. And there are two different articles, as you said. Article 11 is the link tax. And as I said in the video, this would literally stop people from using screenshots in videos or posting excerpts from news articles. Like, you know, when you post a link on Twitter, it gives you like the first sentence of the news article in the tweet organically. You would have to get permission just to do that, and you would have to pay a link tax to the publisher of the news story for that to happen. So it's not just about banning memes. It's undermining the entire infrastructure of the internet. What makes the internet what it is? The sharing of links, the sharing of information. So that's Article 11. Then 13 is the upload filter. So you know that YouTube and Facebook already have upload filters that block porn, that block copyrighted music content before it's allowed to be posted. Well, now they want to make not only those websites, but basically every website on the internet culpable legally for copyright. So they would have to install these draconian filters where you have to get permission from Facebook, from Reddit, from YouTube, for everything you post before it goes live, before it goes online. Of course, that's a complete disaster. As he said, massive corporations will be exempt from it. They'll get the special level tier access like they already do on YouTube for the advertising, and it will be, you know, Joe Schmo and all the independent media people that will be punished by this. This is what they're doing. It snuck up on us. And there's a link in that video, and the website, you know, the campaign website is saveyourinternet.eu. People in Europe can contact their MEP right now, the vote is tomorrow, and tell them to vote against Article 13 and against Article 11. This is huge. There's nowhere near enough news coverage about it, given the threat it represents, and it's absolutely massive, Alex, but...
And it shows you where they're going. And notice they got their one thing through a few years ago. We all accepted going under EU regulation or be sued. The Democrats are supporting it. So we're now under the GDPR where they surveil everybody, making sure we're not getting anybody's data, even though they opt in. But then magically now they're about to pass something exempting all of themselves if they're let into the club by the EU under Article 13. And what does Soros say in the WikiLeaks? This came out, of course, last year. Came out in a later WikiLeaks. He said, we need to have the total EU control through the UN of the Internet to ban nationalist and conservative speech and to push our stories. It's a quote from him in the WikiLeaks saying, and to push our stories. So, I mean, the guy is a freaking supervillain, Paul, and... You think about this, they've already started where they pre-censor tweets that Donald Trump Jr. sends out, or the president, or I send out. I remember for months I'd try to send out stuff that had Trump in it or the campaign in it, and they would block it and not let me tweet it. And the crew checked it, and they said, no, it's true. There's certain things I can't tweet. Now, they stopped a few weeks ago. But they admit, remember in Congress, they talked about censoring you and me 3 months ago, 4 months ago. They said, the algorithm will be functional in a few months. And Google, Twitter, and Facebook all were looking at each other, all their heads, bragging to Congressman Wigley that in a few months they could stop you. Stop you by name, Paul.
No, there have been studies done, I talk about them in the video, whereby they can shift millions and millions of votes on the day of national elections purely via, you know, where links are ranked on Google, via the algorithm. What's at the top? They can change millions of votes. This is huge. What's interesting is that these big social media companies are now machines that the Silicon Valley leftists in San Francisco control them. The heads of these big social media companies, you'd be surprised, Alex. They actually believe in free speech to a certain extent. They're real liberals, but it's gotten away from them so much. The machine has taken over that now even they're afraid of it. They're afraid of the way it's heading. So it's interesting times right now.
Because now they know that the EU or the communist Chinese or anybody can just grab it. Apple has decided, though, to move to China, give them all the keys to everybody's internet, all their Apple codes, and it's just incredible. A few more minutes with Paul Watson, then I'm getting to the real devastating part of this. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Now, one of our great crew, Drew, very prolific video editor, great artist. He's only been here a few months, and I already love him. He made a funny meme because I was scratching my beard in the office saying, when does it start stop scratching when you start growing a beard? Because I've never really grown one. And he said, oh, it stops in a few weeks. But he made a funny joke of it. And it's a meme. And so much of memes, it's a meme of me growing a beard, if you're a radio listener. we'll show it to TV viewers. And it's silly. So much of these memes is making fun of yourself. And that's what the left doesn't get. They did all these comedy pieces on me trying to attack me. It made me more popular with young people. And so now they've kind of gotten wise to it, so they've stopped doing it, which is kind of a bummer. I should have claimed that I hated it, and please don't throw me in that briar patch. But when I was in Hawaii, I ran into teenagers wearing homemade InfoWars shirts. When my daughter goes and sees her friends that go to public school in Austin, she goes to private, they're wearing Trump 2020 shirts. They're wearing InfoWars shirts. And I'm not bragging, but it's like Elvis has showed up. My daughter's super popular all over town because she's nice and funny and everything, but she, with all the coolest girls at 14, because her daddy's Alex Jones. And I constantly am having to sign autographs or sign things for them, it's crazy. Now, again, imagine Super Deluxe and all these leftist groups for years attacked me. They gave me their young audience. They're idiots. And now they're wearing InfoWars shirts, and they totally get it because they're being brainwashed. And it's Paul Watson super popular and Michael Crowder, Stephen Crowder, all these people. So I'm ranting, and I want to go back and finish up with Paul here. It's just that the left doesn't get humor because they're not the left. I mean, you look at the University of Missouri that's joining in on the lawsuit against me for Charlottesville with all that weird made-up stuff, claiming that I said some dude murdered the girl. I never said that. I said Soros funding the Antifa and letting them attack people helped contribute to the woman's death. But they don't care. In the new brief that's going to come out today, they say they want to end my free speech. Well, remember the lady at the University of Missouri? What's her name? I forget. Melissa Click. Now let's play a clip of her. This is just a few years ago. Remember, they lost 25% of their enrollments after this, and they blamed it, saying right-wing media made us look bad. No, you said no white males were allowed for the weekend in the main commons park of it. And people are like, whoa, this is crazy. I'm not putting my kids in a bizarre indoctrination center. But that's what they're doing at Starbucks and everywhere. And so you've got a gentleman, it turned out, that was Asian with a white guy, trying to go on with their cameras because they're journalists with the school and being told you aren't allowed. And then she goes and gets another male who's not white. She says, I need some muscle. Personally intimidates and assaults student reporter, blocks freedom of press in a public space, refuses to resign. And now this university is going to gang up like a bunch of little red-bellied piranhas, ruby-bellied commies, and come in and join a lawsuit on me that's totally frivolous just so they can pile on more motions and stuff and try to financially destroy us, which they're not doing because our listeners are doubling down, buying the products, sharing the links. And that's what they can't stand because we innovate. We're the libertarians. We're the classical liberals. We get around everything you do. I came from Access Television. I was fired for criticizing Bill Clinton. I told shut up, and they thought I'd shut up, and I didn't. I had the number one ratings. Then I got syndicated. Then I lost 70% of my affiliates for exposing 9/11 being an inside job of the globalist with radical Islam. I'm never going to shut up, and I'm going to win. And we're going to defeat George Soros. But all of you mainline folks that kind of ride the rail of covering some conservative, some libertarian, some conspiracy, you think you're safe, and then you have me on your show, like Joe Rogan. Good guy. Has me on. It's the number one show we ever did. Now he's got one more that's bigger. That's great. But they censored it and blocked it off iTunes, wouldn't let him list it, wouldn't put it up for a day or so. Letting him know you have him back on, we'll kick you off the platform or we'll dial you back. They'll get you later anyways, Joe. And I don't care about not being invited back on the show and everybody asked for it. That isn't what matters to me. It's that they got to you. And they've gotten to all these other people that think, oh, put Alex Jones down. That's the litmus test. Make little comments about, oh, George Soros, he never worked with the Nazis. Why? He was captured by them. It's one thing if the Young Turks put that out or CNN as a paid talking point. But when I see that coming out of Joe's mouth, I'm going to cover that later, and I see other stuff like that, I've got to counter it. Because if the biggest podcaster in the world that Joe is, that I've known for since 1998, if everybody just kind of sits back and doesn't cover all the censorship and all the things that are happening, we're going to lose everything. So I need the prominent people like PewDiePie and who's got 20 million views on YouTube. By the way, Paul, you got on your Twitter that you have 275 million views on your YouTube channel. Bro, we got 2 billion on one channel, a billion with the others, and I was told by YouTube executives 5 years ago we had 5 billion views on other parts of the platform. They wanted us to censor everybody and monetize that, and I said no. And they explained to me the amount of money, but I didn't do it. So we had 5 billion views 5 years ago, Paul. So when you say you have 275 million views on your YouTube, and you're proud of that, bro, you've got over a billion views total online, my friend. Go ahead, just on YouTube. Go ahead.
Yeah, getting back to what we were talking about. Okay, so there's votes tomorrow. People can go on this website, contact their MEP. Listen to this. This is what security specialist Bruce Schneier said about it. Article 13 effectively deputizes social media and other internet companies as copyright police, forcing them to implement highly invasive surveillance infrastructure across their entire service. Then he says governments and corporations will go on and it'll be repurposed and allow them to do it, which will entrench ubiquitous surveillance into the fabric of the internet. That's what he's saying about it. You mentioned PewDiePie. He talked about it, by the way. But again, this goes back to the fact, as you said, that the left can't meme. They did a study out of University College London. The two biggest websites for sharing and effectively sharing memes are the Donald on Reddit and Paul on 4chan. Again, both pro-Trump forums, right? This is why The New Yorker, The Guardian, and all of them have been bitterly complaining about how we're good at reaching people through the influence of memes. They're panicked about it. You remember the left removed comment sections. Vice, Salon, all these big left-wing websites a few years ago removed comment sections because there was an academic study that found people are more influenced by what's in the comment section than the content of the actual article. So they can lie all day in the article about us, which they do. People then scroll down to the comments and say, oh, this is complete BS. That influences them more. So what they did is just remove the comment sections, even though it, you know, harms their own website traffic. They did it anyway because they didn't want to be challenged. This is all about being challenged on their narrative.
And they sued me saying don't use Pepe the Frog. But it's total fair use, and the guy said publicly use it.
Yeah, he just gave an interview saying you can use it, and even that you could monetize it in a 2015 interview. So now they're trying to get us with that. But again, this is all about, you know, again, the EU has no respect whatsoever for the sovereign right of the individual. Oh, but they want to protect our privacy. Complete BS. This does the exact opposite. It creates general monitoring of internet use across the entire
and
internet.
And it says that it allows the big companies that they allowed to come into the system to, quote, be exempt from data mining.
Yeah, they're always exempt. It's like Jimmy Kimmel can talk about tragedies the day after and monetize it. He gets advertisements on his YouTube channel. We do that. We almost get our YouTube channel deleted completely. So there's two standards every single time. And as you said, this GDPR, I was in Spain, like 20% of US news websites inaccessible because of this ridiculous GDPR thing. This looks like it's going to be even worse. People need to sign up if they're in Europe, contact their MEPs, and get this vote.
That's right, that's right. They are killing
the internet.
You're right, Paul. They are killing the internet as we know it. I got to do 5 more minutes with you about solutions because I ran over earlier because I'm so upset. I want you specifically when we come back talk about what we need to do to stop this. But I'm telling the left and everybody else, people like Joe, who I absolutely love, the fact that they're trying to destroy me, they admit is a plan to destroy everybody.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them the library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to be clear here. Obama and George Soros, it's in all the WikiLeaks, wanted full control by the EU and the UN of the Internet. You can just type in, Soros wanted the UN to have full control. Obama kind of split the baby and has it divided up between Silicon Valley, the CIA, the NSA, and the EU. But the EU's launched a bunch of lawsuits, hundreds of billions of dollars of fines just in the last few months, against Google and other Silicon Valley groups who they're partnered with. So there's a real global war for the Internet going on right now. But the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Snopes formed a consortium with billions in funding. I'm not kidding. A few months ago that they went public with, it was in the news, that updates the algorithms and decides what's hate speech and what isn't for Facebook, for Twitter, and for Google, and then its sub-companies, like YouTube. And that's why then you saw InfoWars being banned, our YouTube channel being taken down, and then Bloomberg even had that article said, well, there was a mutiny inside YouTube, and they said the new employees they hired, you know, went too far. That's because Google is actually seen as U.S. infrastructure and was set up by the NSA and the CIA. That's declassified. And Trump actually said, I will break you up if you don't stop. I'm not kidding. And it wasn't just me. It was thousands of conservative sites. But then they just kind of backed off a while and are now coming back again. Do you understand the magnitude? I'm telling you exactly what's going on. No one else has all the pieces. And believe me, I want everyone to have all the pieces. If Joe Rogan comes out at his peak right now of the number one podcast in the world, I'm sure his peak will keep going, and talks about the plan to shut everybody off and congressional hearings saying ban Paul Watson and InfoWars. And what were they saying they wanted Paul banned for? I played this 100 times. I'm not going to play it again. Anybody can pull it up. They said, at lunch, we noticed Paul Watson's article from InfoWars was number one on Twitter, lying and saying it was an Islamic attack in New York when the guy ran over everybody saying Allah Akbar. Because in their word mind, they go, that's not Islam. Remember, they said, it's the most un-Islamic thing you can do, to suicide bomb or stab or blow somebody up. Remember? Obama would say that? Biden said that? Yeah, there's the article. Video. Dem lawmaker demands Twitter censor InfoWars. It's Paul Watson specifically. You got the heads of Twitter, Facebook, and Google sitting there, the actual technical heads, and they go, sir, we saw it and took care of it. We saw it and took care of it at lunch, but the algorithm will be in a few months. We're here. And it's crazy town. So it's big tech and the big telecoms and all of them. And what did they say 3 months ago in the Wall Street Journal? They said, we're about to shut InfoWars down. We're about to kick it off YouTube. And when we're done with him, it'll set the precedent. We're going to ban everybody else from the web and make it like cable TV again, like Netflix. Paul, this is it. This is historical. I want you to be able to kind of recap everything here and then what people need to do to take action. I think they need to recognize how draconian and real. And finally, the left realizes that they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. They're blowing holes in their own boat. That I see all these articles finally going, oh, my God, it's the end of the Internet. It pre-bans everything, and it allows a template over all browsers before you can even type something, just like your smartphone doesn't let you type cuss words, but to the next level. I mean, this is a real moment here if the libertarians and the left and everybody else goes, wow, Alex, wow, Paul, you were right. This is really happening, and InfoWars has been chosen as a sacrificial lamb. I don't care about InfoWars at the end of the day. I love seeing people prominent and successful. I don't want to be the only one fighting this. I want to beat these people. And I want the Joe Rogans of the world and people to get educated on this and realize what we're up against. Because, Paul, I keep bringing people like Joe up. If they don't understand how deadly this is, and the other conservatives and people play the game with the left to not go too far, they're just being left till later. And the left's going to be censored as well. This is already admitted. It's in the damn plans. They're ending the freedom of speech worldwide. Major universities are filing amicus briefs saying repeal New York Times versus Sullivan. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, the congressional hearing thing was about fake news. So they said, you know, Twitter was showing some fake news at the top of their hashtag, their trending hashtag, for the Islamic terror attack in New York on October 31st, where the guy ran down a bunch of people in a van. Okay, the article, the tweet that got to the top of the trending section was about how Imam Tahwidi, the Imam of Peace, sent a letter to Mayor de Blasio warning him about Islamic radicalization in New York. They said that was fake news, okay? The Imam posted the letter addressed to de Blasio on Twitter. So it was not fake news. Again, this is a thing that happened. I tweeted about it, wrote an InfoWars.com article about it. They said, how on earth did you allow this fake news to get to the top of Twitter? It's a completely genuine news story. Again, another example of how fake news is used and abused. But this Article 13, okay, part of it is a link tax. The Article 11 part is a link tax. So anyone who uses a snippet of journalistic online content, so that could even be a quote or it could be a tweet, they would have to get permission from the publisher and they would have to pay a tax. So it essentially outlaws the entire business model of news aggregation and news apps. So it's only going to affect everyone but the biggest, hugest corporations.
And it devastates free flow of thought and discussion that's been defended under all jurisprudence. It overthrows basic communication and puts digital gatekeepers in between you and the free flow and creates a new super class of mega media that is exempt from all of the rules and allowed to data mine.
Yeah, this is what the Next Web describes Article 13 as. They call it censorship machines will make platforms responsible for monitoring user behavior to stop copyright infringement. It basically means only huge platforms will have the resources to let users comment or share content. So it's going to stop you from uploading content, and it's going to stop you from leaving online comments. I've talked about they removed the comment sections. Now they're just going to ban comment sections entirely off the back of this. You know, you're talking about memes, you're talking about, you know, music that people upload, music covers, whatever. Games, you know, live streaming of video game playing is one of the biggest things on the internet. That would be banned. That would be a copyright violation. So this is not just about politics. It's not just about censoring the right wing. It's about censoring control of personal behavior, preventing people from expressing basic internet rights, from enjoying basic internet freedoms. This affects absolutely everyone. This isn't just political, which is why, you know, PewDiePie talked about it in his video recently. People can go to saveyourinternet.eu. There are 10 MEPs voting on it tomorrow for every different country in the EU, basically every major country. People in those countries can contact their MEPs. In fact, anyone can contact them. They don't need to be in the European Union and tell them to vote against this, because if it gets out of committee, then it's probably going to be passed. And at the moment, it looks like it will. So we're sounding the alarm bell on this. It happens tomorrow. Visit this website. Fill in the form. It's easy. It's basically done for you to alert them that they cannot vote for this. It will fundamentally undermine, break the fundamental structure of the internet, how the internet works. This is the biggest threat to internet free speech, basically ever, from what I've seen, and it needs to be shot down.
And, Paul, let's document why it's happening. The EU's in full retreat. It's unelected. The bureaucracy, it's flooding Europe with over 10 million military-age men already. The public is waking up. They're being voted out everywhere. Soros admits it's all collapsing. The globalist left is collapsing here. People are leaving universities like the University of Missouri, 25% down the first year, another 20% after that. They've lost almost half their enrollment since they turned into an open-air re-education camp. And so they're all in total panic. Evergreen College banning white people, you know, on the campus on the weekend, run by white professors. Everyone is rejecting this. Prosperity's coming back. The economy's turning around. Trump is hitting on all cylinders. And so their answer is break the internet, kill the internet, scorched earth, panic. I believe this is going to backfire and blow up in their face, Paul.
Well, I mean, you could only hope that that's going to happen. But yeah, people are rejecting the EU across the board. Look just what happened in Italy. You know, a five-star movement that came from nowhere. It was an internet-based political party. They started it on the internet. It was mainly online for most of its term. It became the biggest party in Italy, joint with the Lega, the anti-immigration party. Now they're in power. They've got a coalition government. They want to deport 500,000 migrants. They're turning away the migrant boats, which aren't full of refugees. They're full of economic migrants. They've changed the policy overnight in Italy. There's hope for Italy now. And that all started online with the five-star movement. So, of course, everything's going to be online in future. You know, UKIP just got 10,000 new members in 12 hours because a bunch of YouTubers, I was included in that list, told everyone to join UKIP because it was the only party defending free speech, and because Brexit's basically we're being betrayed by the Conservative Party.
And let's just say it, Paul.
We're going to relaunch UKIP as well.
And let's just say it. Some of the smartest brains in Europe want you to run for office and want you to lead a major rebellion, and we're going to have to get over there and draft you for that. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I didn't plug any this hour. We need financial support. We have got huge sales going at InfoWars.com. I've not launched new sales. I've been so busy fighting that the 50% off and free shipping still up. I'm not doing that on purpose. I have not launched new specials. InfoWars store. It is the last day. I'm fixing it after the show. We'll have new specials. We've got to stop because a lot of these items are selling out. All right. We'll be back second hour with incredibly vital intel. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.